Oh my God. Oh. Yeah, I know him. Get off my boyfriend. Yes, you did know he was my boyfriend. Oh. Are you okay, honey? Oh, your face. I'm so reporting both of you. I was gonna let you off the hook with that stunt you pulled in my locker. But I can't with this. I'm so sorry they did this to you. Look at me, honey. It's okay. Oh my God, you're shaking. I know. I've got you. I know. You don't have to be embarrassed. You didn't do anything wrong. Don't try to look Valerie me. Don't call my boyfriend that. You're the loser. You went after him because you knew he was my boyfriend. Well, if I like him, I like him. Being in the boys' locker room? Like I give a damn right now? I bet you pulled him in here so nobody would hear you two messing him up. Two on one? I knew you were bad, but this is horrible. I don't want your help. Leave us alone. Lying about. Look, it doesn't matter. Just go away. Nothing gives you the right to do this. Your lip is all busted. Let me get some tissues. I have a med kit in my bag. Why are you apologizing? Look, it's not your fault this happened. Nobody should ever put their hands on you. No matter what you're saying, that's common sense, but why? They said you were bragging about me to them. Well, it didn't put them in their place. And now look at you. You shouldn't have done that. But I'm only saying that because I'm really worried about you, okay? I don't want you to think you did anything to deserve this. And I definitely don't want you to think I'm putting the blame on you. Not even an ounce of it. Come here. You're still shaking. Honey. I'm not babying you. You don't have to put on some tough guy act. Does anything hurt? Or hurt worse than the rest? Let me take a look. Do you mind if I lift your shirt a little? This rib? Oh, sorry. It's bruised really bad. I don't want to risk moving you around, so stay put. I'll call the campus doctor. She's really sweet. We work with her a lot in sports. Hey, it's Valerie. Yeah, hi. This time is a little different. It's kind of an emergency. My friend, I found him. There was a fight. We're on West Campus in the sports building. It's right when you come in from the football field, the main entrance. We're in the men's locker room. I have him on the floor, but I don't want to move him. Skin on his rib is pretty discolored. It looks bruised. Can you feel it? It hurts, right? He says he can feel it, but it hurts really bad. An ambulance? But we never had to do that for any other injuries. Well, yeah. Can I come there too? Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, bye. Man. Yeah, I know. I knew you wouldn't want to make a big deal with the ambulance. That's why I hesitated. But I think it's worth the attention that might come with it. Please don't try to move. Look, I'm worried out of my mind right now, but I'm trying to stay calm. I just need you to be okay. Lay flat here. My gym bag is soft, so use it like a pillow. Don't try to lift your head, I'll do it. Is it all right? Okay. I want to kiss you, but your poor lip. I don't want to hurt you anymore. I'm so sorry this happened. How does the rest of your head feel? Feet, hands, head? Oh. I don't ever want to leave you alone again. I'm so glad I found you. Those two. I should have slapped them at the very least. Honey, it's not like that. They've spent their whole life working out. I couldn't have taken them either. Those two, they were both my exes. Well, they were on the football team. I know, I said I didn't date the whole football team. Just a lot of them. When you told them about us, and if you went into any detail, that probably drove them nuts. Because I never even let them kiss me. They said a few minutes ago that you were telling lies about you and me. Since I never let them do anything, they probably thought it was the same for you. They probably thought those were lies. They were jealous of you for dating me, and on top of that, thinking you were making stuff up. You said you were trying to put them in their place. They were probably trying to do the same to you. Only what they did was downright evil. Because they put their hands on you, that's the difference. The ambulance is near, I guess. Of course I'm riding with you. I'll be there, okay? And I'll stay with you at the hospital. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'll be staying here if that's okay. Well, that's good news, huh? At least no broken bones. A few stitches on you, but... Oh, man. No, it just hit me again. I really can't believe this happened. I can't believe they did all of this. I already reported them to the coach. I'm not sure what will happen. Their coach always vouches for them, even if they're in the wrong. Which is why I told all my friends they were in our lockers instead of their coach at first. I don't know if that was the smartest thing to do, but... If their coach doesn't do anything, I'll report it to the higher-ups. Well, I'll go as high as I need to until someone does something. My coach sure as hell won't. He wasn't at practice again, as usual. Your rib is bruised. It probably hurts really bad right now, yeah? Painkillers working yet? Really? You're worrying about a quiz right now? You'll get excused from it, I'm sure. Probably not that important. Well, not more important than this. Calm down, just relax. You're gonna be here for a while, so they can keep an eye on your head. I can't believe you. Of course I'm not gonna help you study right now. You can't borrow my books either. I didn't bring them. You need to rest. All right, here's what we're gonna do. We have our own room. No security cameras. What am I doing? Putting your heart monitor on me instead? Because, dummy, your heart rate is about to speed up a lot. And I don't want interruptions. Let me pull these sheets down. Shh, it's fine. It's gonna feel good. It won't get your head off stupid things. The only time I see you even remotely calm down when it comes to studying is right after an orgasm. Don't you agree? Let me do that for you. What is it now? Spin it out. I know I get noisy. I can't help my moans. But I'm not gonna be feeling good too. I can't. If my heart speeds up too much, he'll come back in and check on you. They'll think something is wrong. Just a quick hand job under the sheets. Let me see what I have here with me. I forgot I had this. I thought we would just be doing it with lotion, but I have some lube. Well, just in case. Probably for situations exactly like this. I was fantasizing more about getting stuck in an elevator with you, but this will do too. There we go. Oh. I really miss this stick. There we go. I hope it's not cold. Oh, you're feeling good really fast. Did you really want this? Or did I find out something new about you? Oh. No idea how bad I want this in me. I'll keep my voice down. I don't want them to hear me, but I really wish. I got my nails done recently. I wanted to look cute when I did this for you. Do you want to take a look? I'll lift the covers a bit. Only for a moment. Is that good? You're pretty visual. You're getting harder. Oh, that's enough of that. Your dick is so warm. Oh, it's growing. When I drag my nails down, just barely touching it. From the base of your dick all the way to the head. Oh, feels so nice, doesn't it? You're so cute. I can't kiss you right now, but at least I can kiss your neck. Is that good? Oh, and all the way up to your ear. Is my hand soft? Oh, I love when you look like that. Tell me about it. Tell me how good it feels. Oh, so good. So good, yeah. You're gonna be so relaxed. I love your cock. So good. And if I came around this way and gave you more kisses, it does look like it feels good, yeah. Should I leave you a hickey? But I want to. Okay, fine. Next time, though. Yeah? Then tell me what you want. Oh, good boy. Do you want it faster? Shh, don't buck your hips. Don't forget we're in a hospital. You wouldn't want to injure yourself more. I want to get you back to your dorm. And I'm going to help you get on your bed. I'm going to get on top of you. I'm gonna sink my pussy down on this perfect dick. Oh, I'm so wet right now. You can't feel. No, I'm sorry, baby. I can't let my heartbeat speed up too much. But I'm dripping. Thinking about you getting inside me. Oh, that's it, baby. Relax and let yourself feel so good. When I rub my thumb on your head like this, you like it like that, right? When I twist my hand, oh, your pre-cum is soaking my wrist. I want to lick it up. Open your mouth, honey. I can't kiss your lips, but I can still play with your tongue. Your tongue feels so good. I know you want me to suck you off. I love seeing you get like that. You really, really want it. I try to tease you, but I always give in. But not this time. I don't have a choice. You'll have to settle for my hand. Moving your head back. Look at this neck. Your dick is twitching like crazy. Maybe my lips could just barely touch your head. I want to taste your cum. Oh. What a beautiful tick this is. You're so talented. I bet you feel better, yeah? I bet you do. Leaving me all wet like this. So unfair. I want your head between my thighs one of these days. I want to watch you get hard and not touch yourself. But for now, this recovery is going to be all about you. I'm going to pamper you and that beautiful dick so much. You won't remember you're in pain.